Good morning. It's time for our K-State Extension Report, and we have Rod Schaub here today, who's the Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resource Agent specializing in livestock. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Judy. Well, today I would like to talk about an upcoming meeting we have called Women in Agriculture. Now, the conference will be held on Wednesday, April the 15th. We will start at about 9 in the morning, go to about 9:30. It's going to be held at Ottawa Municipal Auditorium. So just here downtown in Ottawa. Lunch is going to be provided at no cost. But we are going to require a RSVP. And so if you find the flyer, there's a QR code. You can call the Franklin County Ottawa Extension Office. And that phone number is 785-229-3520. Or you can email Lauren Gammel. And her email is laurengammill@ksu.edu. So I think we have a really great meeting scheduled, but first off, I want to ask everybody, all women, if you're involved in agriculture, to come. It doesn't matter whether you're the owner, the operator, whether you help your husband move tractor down the road, or if you're the record keeper. We would love to have you come. And guys, if there's an interest in any of these topics, we'd love to have you there as well. The day is going to start off with our keynote address, and that's going to be the next generation of agriculture. And that's going to be presented by Debbie Lyons Blythe. Debbie is a rancher. She grew up in the Flint Hills, still lives in the Flint Hills with her husband. They live near White City, Kansas. They've got 5 kids, and they're all grown, and she's going to talk about that next generation in agriculture, as well as family farms and the keeping the legacy alive and those kinds of things. So Debbie's going to set up our second speaker, Lavelle Windsor. She is an ag economist, and she's going to talk about putting together your estate planning team, who needs to be on that team, and how to get them together, and then communications, and not just communications with that team, communications amongst the family. And that's probably the hardest job there is to do, is to have those open communications with the family and to set those plans. Okay. And so Lavelle's going to talk about that. Then the next topic moves right into panel discussion, and Lavelle's going to moderate that panel discussion. Sitting on that panel, there will be an ag estate planning lawyer, there will be a financial planner, there will be an insurance agent, and then we'll also have a woman that is a widow, and she's going to talk about her experiences following her husband's death. So that's going to lead us right up until lunch. At lunch, we will have a catered meal. The meal is coming from Flint Hills Catering in Osage City. From that, we'll end the day with 3 presentations. We have a presentation from Dr. A.J. Tarpoff. He's our beef extension veterinarian. He's going to talk about BQA, Beef Quality Assurance Practices. He's not going to be able to give us a certificate today, but he's going to talk about some of those practices. And, well, what does that mean? Well, you know, injection sites. Where do we give injections? Why are we giving them where we are? How about low-stress cattle handling? He's going to talk about all different kinds of things, and it may even be transportation. It may be as simple as feeding and watering. You know what I mean? These are all things. Best management practices is what he's going to talk about to deal with beef quality assurance. Our second presentation of the afternoon will be by Chelsea Plummer. Chelsea is a K-State farm economist. She's actually works for the Farm Management Association, and she's an analyst, I guess I should say. She's going to talk to us about different accounting systems that we can use in farms and ranches. And because, you know, we have so many different places we want to put our expenses and how we input our receipts and those kinds of things. And so she's going to be able to give us some good information about some of those accounting systems. And then the last speaker of the day is going to be Kelly Johnson. Kelly is with Kansas Farm Bureau, and she's going to talk to us about dealing with stress and the amount of stress that farms have. You know, there's an extreme amount of suicides that are caused in the ag industry. And if we have a better idea of what's going on, how to deal with different things, perhaps that'll help. But one thing I heard a speaker just talk about just the other day was, he said he was going back to 2013 when the price of soybeans were $5 a bushel more than they are now. He was talking about the price of corn when it was $3 to $4 per bushel higher than it is now. And he says, and the kicker of all that is the input cost were 50% lower than today. So yes, there's a lot of financial stress out there, and we want to be able to support everybody and have everybody have an idea of what to be looking for. So I think we have a really great meeting scheduled for the 15th. Hope everybody can come. Don't forget to RSVP. We need those RSVPs by April the 8th. And so don't forget to get a hold of Lauren Gamble or the Franklin County Extension Office. So with that, I'm done for today. And so until next time, have a great week. Stay warm.
Yes, thank you. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent Rebecca McFarland.